is Bro Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, the 32-year-old son of Hollywood director Rob Reiner has been arrested on suspicion of murdering his parents. The couple were found at their home yesterday with stab wounds. President Trump posted on Truth Social calling the filmmaker tortured and struggling and accusing the 78-year-old of having a raging obsession with him. Our US correspondent Martha Kellner says many are shocked by the reaction.
Even in a White House where normal codes of conduct and standards of decency don't apply anymore, this post really does seem to plumb new depths, and I think people here are very upset that this tragedy should have been greeted in such a way by the president.
The Health Secretary has described a decision to go ahead with resident doctors' strikes in England this week as irresponsible. They're due to walk out for 5 days from Wednesday after rejecting a new government offer. The parents of a bystander who disarmed one of the gunmen in yesterday's attack on Bondi Beach have described their son as a hero. 15 people were killed. Britain summoned the Chinese ambassador after Jimmy Lai was found guilty of national security offences in Hong Kong. The pro-democracy campaigner and media tycoon was arrested in 2020 after anti-government protests. Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper has told MPs the 78-year-old British citizen must be released immediately.
He has been targeted by the Chinese and Hong Kong governments for peacefully exercising his right to freedom of expression. This was a politically motivated prosecution, which I strongly condemn. Yeah.
The head of Cafe Nero is warning the price of a takeaway drink won't get cheaper. Prices for raw coffee beans have risen by more than 20%. And Rangers will move up to third in the Scottish Premiership with victory in tonight's match at home to Hibs, which kicks off later. Manchester United take on Bournemouth in the Premier League from 8. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rollins.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Grace Atkinson. The government will spend £19 million on safe houses for survivors of domestic abuse in England and Wales. Almost £500,000 is already being given to councils to tackle the problem. The government's long-awaited Violence Against Women and Girls strategy will be published this week after a number of delays. Justice Minister Alex Davis-Jones explains what we can expect in Thursday's announcement.
Prevention at its core, going after those perpetrators to prevent this from happening in the first place, because this cannot just happen in a vacuum. This has to be going after the perpetrators, preventing it from happening in the first place, and then supporting victims and survivors to rebuild their lives.
And amber warnings in force for heavy rain across the Vale of Glamorgan until later this evening. The Met Office says homes and businesses across South Wales are once again facing potential flooding. Earlier, one person was rescued from their car after it was trapped in floodwater in Neath, Port Albert. Several flood alerts are in place, including the Thor and Caddoxton rivers. There's growing concern tonight for a missing man from Penarth. Police say 27-year-old Sam Singh was last seen on Windsor Road at around 5 p.m. on Friday evening. He was wearing a waist-length wool coat, dark beanie, hat and dark trousers at the time. There's full details on our news pages at broradio.fm. Prison officers have been criticised following the death of a paedophile from Barry. John Warry was serving a 12-year sentence at Stafford Jail for child sex abuse. An ombudsman's report found healthcare staff did not act on concerns he was at higher risk of a heart attack. The prison governor also posted false information about his death on social media. In sport, Barry Town United will learn their quarter-final opponents on the Welsh Cup later. Ceira Ely are the only other South Wales club to reach the last eight of this season's competition.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Show, kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body.
Every girl, every man.
Houston, do you hear me?
your masses. Give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite. But when I rock the mic, I rock the mic. You got no love and you're with the wrong man. It's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl but your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we've got a bumper action in the football to bring you from around the Vale. We're also going to be dipping into the Elite Hockey League to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on. And we're going to be bringing you some rugby action as the domestic leagues resumed for most of the teams in the Vale. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports with me, Mike Fowler. Barrytown United had two games this week. So the first they played against near neighbours Pen and Bond, and that's their last Cymru Premier game before Christmas. Mikey George equalised for the visitors, who are now unbeaten in their last 10 games, but they missed the chance to return to the top six. Steve Jenkins made just two changes from last Saturday's Nathaniel MG Cup semi-final, with George Radcliffe back in goal replacing Joe Thomas, while Keston Davis stepped in for Ellis Williams. But a goalless first half in the shadow of Storm Bram produced remarkably little of note for a 5 mile lane derby, with Nathan Wood blazing an early effort over for the hosts over the bar with only Radcliffe to beat. And Ollie Hulbert was closest for Barry, with his volley from the edge of the area sailing across the goal mouth from Elliot Richards' cross. But Pen and Bond, who sit third in the table, broke the deadlock on 54 minutes when Will Richards gave possession away to James Crowell, who struck at point-blank range for his 10th goal of the season. It took just 3 minutes to find an equaliser as Ben Maggotson's superb cross found George, who curled from a tight angle into an empty net. Radcliffe did make a crucial save to deny Noah Daly in the closing stages as Barry secured a share of the spoils, which leaves them seventh in the table but within 1 point of the top six. And in the night's other game, the New Saints extended their lead to 13 points following a 2-0 win over Britton Ferry. But now there are currently just 4 games left before the league splits, and that starts with a crucial Boxing Day derby at the home to Cardiff Met. But before that, Barry had their attention turned to the Welsh Cup on Saturday, and that's where they welcomed Cymru North side Gresford Athletic. And they cruised past Gresford Athletic 4-0 to reach the quarterfinals of the Welsh Cup. 2 second-half goals from Ollie Hulbert helped to extend Barry's unbeaten run in all competitions to 10 games. And Barry are now one of only 3 Cymru Premier teams left in this season's Cup, one of the most open in years, after having already booked their place in the Nathaniel MG Cup final in February. Manager Steve Jenkins made just 1 change from the midweek draw at Pen y Bont, with the influential Robbie Wilmot returning in place of Elliot Richards. But the Cymru North strugglers Gresford, who have undergone a dramatic change in personnel in recent weeks, went close in the early stages when Jake Roberts was unable to connect his floating cross with Tom Smith at the far post. Owen Cudder, he forced visiting keeper Lewis Dutton into a point-blank save when Ben Maggotson's right-hand cross from a tight angle skimmed the crossbar. But Barry grew in confidence, and their dominance and persistence paid off on 36 minutes when Gresford lost possession to Hulbert, who played in Yian Owen, who rounded the panic in defence and tucked his shot into an empty net to put the hosts 1-0 up. Skipper Callum Saintie went close to a second just before half-time when he headed over the bar from a standard Wilmot corner. But 8 minutes after the break, some fine build-up play from Dan Barton and Keston Davis set Hulbert up, who coolly struck past the motionless Dutton to double Barry's lead. Will Richards struck a shot into the side netting at the far post from another set-piece before Hulbert grabbed his brace on 70 minutes, drilling home from the edge of the area, with sub Dan Smith claiming the assist. Gresford, still finding their feet under new manager Dave Jones, offered little going forward, with Barry keeper George Radcliffe on hand to deny Roberts in one of their few clear-cut chances of the afternoon. Morgan Wigley struck the far post as Barry sought to wrap the tie up with a fourth, which came in the 90th minute as Cardiff City Loney slotted home from distance to confirm their place in the hat. And that's going to be a live draw televised tonight. But Barry, they're still in the hunt for cup honours going into this Christmas, but attention, as we said earlier, will now turn to the Boxing Day derby against Cardiff Met, and they both sides are still looking at chasing down a top six finish ahead of a league split. But elsewhere in the Welsh Cup, Caerfyrddin reached the quarterfinals for the second season running following a dramatic 2-1 win at home to Llandudno. Dan Griffiths equalised for the hosts just seconds after Llandudno went ahead through Adam Stevens, who was also sent off in stoppage time, and Kyra took immediate advantage with Tim Parker scoring in the 91st minute to claim a memorable victory over the Cymru North leaders. Unfortunately, Penabont, they crashed out on penalties at home to Flint Town United following a goalless draw, which saw an early red card for Chris Venables, which led to a furious response from manager Rhys Griffiths. And two Cymru South clubs fell victim of shock defeats by third-tier teams in the North, with 10-men Trevelyan beaten 2-0 by Bangor 1876 after Josh Jones was sent off, while Newport City went down 5-3 to Tudor Bay, despite a goal from ex-Barry skipper Kay McLagan. And Pontypridd United were also out after a 3-0 defeat to Colwyn Bay. We heard there that Cymru have reached the quarterfinals. They've also got quite a busy week coming up. So they've got two matches this week. First, they're at home on Wednesday to Trefan Stars. And then on Saturday, they're also at home again against Aberystwyth. So it's a busy couple of weeks there as well for Cymru. But also more cup action for Barry Town United, but unfortunately they are out of the Adram Trophy, and that follows a 2-0 defeat at Britton Ferry in the quarterfinals. And James Fishlock's side rounded off 2025 with their second trip in just 3 weeks to Old Road, where the hosts romped home to a 3-0 win in the Adram Premier. Amelia Herbert, Erin Murray and Sienna Stone return for the visitors in three changes following last week's 1-1 draw at the New Saints. Both sides applied early pressure, with Barry forcing two early good saves from homekeeper Courtney Young. But after just 8 minutes, Jay Croft struck from a Laura May Walkley-Witz cross into the area to put the hosts ahead. The visitors then pressed for an equaliser, but repeatedly saw missed chances going begging in tricky weather conditions against a stoic defence from Ferry. And Molly Arnson twice denied Meg Curl late in the first half, but 4 minutes after the break, Mia Owen applied a clinical finish past Barry keeper. And as the rain intensified, Ellie Priest pushed for a reply in the closing stages when her shot across goal forced Young into another good save as Barry's hopes of silverware this season petered out. But Barry will be looking for an upturn in results in 2026 when the Adram Premier resumes on January the 4th and they start with a home clash against winless Pontypridd United. But elsewhere in the cup, the trophy holders, the New Saints, cruised into the semi-final with a 5-1 win over Pontypridd, who did actually briefly take the lead after a first-minute goal from Madison Lloyd. And Cardiff City demolished Swansea City 6-0 with an ex-Barry striker Mackenzie Alden among the goal scorers, while league leaders Wrexham needed penalties to knock out Aberystwyth Town 2-2 Aberystwyth Town after a 2-2 draw there. So that brings you sort of your cup and Cymru Premier action. Up next on Bro, we've got selected results from matches that else have taken place around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
This is the story of Teresa, a user of the Vale Food Bank.
We were struggling to make ends meet and our situation was difficult. I felt ashamed that I couldn't manage my money and that my children had to go through this. Walking into Food Bank was really hard, but I was soon put at ease and really appreciate the warm welcome. I was amazed by their generosity. I was able to get involved in activities. It helped me gain new skills and build my confidence. It helped me to feel seen and noticed, and now I give something back to the community.
Support the Vale Food Bank this Christmas. Find a donation point in your local supermarket or visit vale.foodbank.org.uk.
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026, with 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend. We've tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
2012 flooring, we come to you. And now we've got a showroom in Barry and it's new.
Wonder if they do a free measuring service.
Yes, we do.
And uplift and remove old flooring and move furniture.
We sure do.
So, where are you?
A Barry Enterprise Park Unit 2. Just off Cardiff Road in Surly View.
Lucky that rhymed.
We're 2012 flooring, for fitting what we do. Visit our new showroom or welcome to you.
No matter the weather, get a 5-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather with Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. We're going to dip into the Cymru South first, and it's been a wretched time for Llantwit Major as their Cymru South fixture at Cwmpan Celtic has been postponed for a second time. Carl Lewis's men were due to play their final league game fixture before Christmas on Wednesday night, but the waterlogged pitch at Celtic Park failed an early inspection. And Llantwit remain ninth in the table and unbeaten in their last six league games, while Cwmpan are bottom of the table with just 3 points from their first 14 games of the season. But Major do return to action on Boxing Day when they visit near neighbours Cardiff Draconians. But Dinas Powys, they were away to Cardiff Cosmopolitan and they won that game 1-0, and it was a William Thomas goal that was all needed in that game. And Dinas Powys are fifth in the league now, but they've got a bit of time off before their next league game. Ely Rangers went down 4-1 at home to Pencoed, an early Evan Price own goal, followed by Lewis Butler goal, and Mark Turner made it 2-1. Charlie Jones and Oliver Amos wrapped up the points for Pencoed, and Ely Rangers are seventh in their league and they resume in the new year at home to Pontyclun. And Cardiff Airport, they were away to South Gower and they lost their game 3-2. Cardiff Airport did score early on in the match, but Bruno Morris levelled the game before Oliver Tipple restored Cardiff Airport's lead. Finn Harris equalised and sub Bobby Anderson got the winner. So Cardiff Airport are fourth in their league. And all these matches sort of are starting to ramp up for the Christmas period. So especially the sort of Cymru Premier and the Cymru South was going to be, this is that really busy time of year. You're going to get lots of matches played. There's going to be only some matches, only 3 or 4 days between games. And these can be sort of make or break points of the season for teams. And it's always sort of around Christmas and New Year, you can kind of take stock and you can see where you are in the league and what you need to do. But I love this time of year. I just wish it would stop raining and it was a bit warmer. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be bringing you action from an indoor sport. So we're going to see how the Cardiff Devils got on this weekend with the ice hockey here at Bro Radio. We'll be right back. is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bow Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look at what's been going on in the Elite Hockey League. So the Devils had two games this weekend. They played on Friday and they played on Saturday, both up in Scotland. And Friday, they came across the Glasgow Clan. And Cole Sanford's overtime goal sealed a dramatic win for the Devils in their league against the Clan. Josh McDonald and Ryan Barrow put the Devils two goals up in the opening period. But after a scoreless second period, Darren Keelab and Cade Nielsen levelled the game for Glasgow. Joe Hazeldine looked to have completed a thrilling comeback for the Clan, but Christoph Kontos scored for Cardiff to take the game into overtime. And just 3 minutes in, Sanford struck to seal the win for the Devils, who are currently then sitting second in the Elite Hockey League, just 1 point behind Nottingham Panthers. And then on Sunday, the Devils were playing Dundee Stars, and it was a back-to-back wins in Scotland as they took Dundee Stars apart 7-0. And it was Josh McDonald and Riley Brandt scored two goals each. Gleeson Fournier and Brandy put the Devils 2-0 up inside the first 11 minutes, with McDonald and Joey Martin extending the lead in the second period. McDonald, Brett Ferguson and Brandt wrapped up victory in the final period to maintain second place Devils' pursuit of leaders Nottingham. And the Devils next return to action there at home against the Sheffield Steelers. And that's quite an important game at home to Sheffield Steelers, because Cardiff are 1 point and one place ahead of Sheffield. But Sheffield do have one game in hand on the Devils, so it's going to be quite important. And as we know, they do play two or three games in a week, so anything can happen. But the Devils have currently played the same number of games as first place Nottingham Panthers and sit just 3 points behind them. Belfast Giants are in fourth on 25 points, and they've got three games in hand on the Devils. So it's looking exciting. It's one of those where would you prefer the games in hand or would you prefer the points on the board? And I always think that at least the points on the board are guaranteed points, and the game in hand they're points you could have. So for me, it's always best to have the points on the board, because you know you've got them and they're guaranteed. But it is looking sort of busy, and the Devils are at the pointy end of the table, which is where we would prefer to see them. So they're doing well, but as I said, their game on Saturday and Sheffield Steelers, who are currently in third place, it's going to be a really interesting game. And again, just like what I was talking about in the football, I think this is where we now start to see the league start forming together, and you can kind of see how you're getting on and where you are in relation to other teams in the league. They'd had a few teams that have got four or five games in hand, but they're the likes of one of the teams that the Devils played this weekend, and that was Dundee Stars, and they've got five games on the Cardiff Devils, but they're second bottom in the league at the moment, and they've only got 9 points. So on there, but it is becoming just a little bit of a gap. The top three do seem to just be sneaking away a bit, and although Manchester and who sit in fifth, and Belfast who sit in fourth, have both only played 17 games apiece each, and Belfast are sitting on 25 points and Manchester on 21, they're 5 points behind Sheffield and then 6 points behind the Giants are six and Manchester are 10 points behind the Devils with three games to go. So I think I can see the top three sort of making a little breakaway there. Maybe the top four with Belfast getting themselves involved on there. But let's wait to see how it gets on with the rest of the season. And as we know, with ice hockey, things can change in a matter of days there. But up next, up Bro Radio, we're going to be bringing you some action from around the Vale with the rugby here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Everyone is welcome at the Llandwit Major More Than Food Hub, and we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support. You can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llandwit Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road. A space to prepare for the day ahead. A place to relax after a hard day at work. Or simply somewhere to wash away your worries. Discover award-winning bathrooms from award-winning designers at the Tap End Bathrooms in Pontyclun. We're your local bathroom studio, and whether you're renovating your existing bathroom or planning a new build, the Tap End design bespoke bathrooms, shower rooms and ensuites of distinction. For design inspiration, follow us on the socials or visit thetapend.design.
Why have a white Christmas when you can enjoy a silver Christmas at Fonmon Castle? Our silver Christmas experience is back, and it's bigger, brighter and more magical than ever before. We've twinkling festive gardens, an enchanting Christmas story trail, live shows on the castle balcony and in the ice dome, plus Jurassic Wales, where dinosaurs meet Christmas. Tickets are on sale now, so check dates and prepare for the best Christmas ever at fonmoncastle.com.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And in the rugby, Bally resumed to their Admiral League campaign with a 29-22 defeat at Abercullen in Division 1 East Central. So Barry looked well beaten as they trailed 29-7, but they did stage a superb second half fight back, which earned them both vital try and losing bonus point, and left the players wondering if an earlier start to the revival might have produced a different result. But this is 5 weeks without a game thanks to the weather and international break, and it really did show in the Bombers' first half performance. It was error-strewn and on the back foot for long periods, and the display was predictably punished by Abercullen, who ran in four tries before the break and a fifth at the start of the second half. But then Barry did have a real go, and that paid off with some powerful positive rugby and several flowing moves produced three fine tries, as Abercullen, probably having felt they had done enough to win the game, suddenly found themselves having to dig deep to keep Barry out. And Alan Evans finished off a driving line-out for Barry's first try on 11 minutes, with Owen Rees converting to level the scores. But then Josh Edwards got the second following a penalty line-out and pressure in the 50th minute to make it 29-12. And then two tries in 5 minutes made for a tense finish. Evan Prosser rounded off a slick handling move in the 72nd minute. And Dylan Thomas was on the end of a swift move from inside the Barry half as the Bombers showed what they were capable of. And we're hoping for more of the same next Saturday as Barry are at home to Llanharan. But elsewhere in the rugby, so Cowbridge beat Usk 37-12 in their rearranged Division 2 Cup clash, setting up a home quarter-final against CR Cymru Caerdydd, and that's going to be on January the 24th. Pennar's return to Division 1 action at Revelin was postponed. Well, in Division 3, Llantwit Major were beaten 37-19 at Leaders Llandaff, and the Old Penarthians lost 47-13 at home to Cardiff Met Athletic, and that was in Division 5. But what have we got to look forward to? So, your next Saturday's fixtures. So, Barry are at home to Llanharan and Penarth at home to Abercullen. Cowbridge travel to Cardiff Quins in the Division 2 East Central, and in Division 3 East Central, Dinas Powys host Canton, and Llantwit Major host Llantrisant. In Division 5 East Central, Old Penarthians take the trip to Cardiff Saracens, and in Division 6 East Central, Surrey Sports are away to Whitchurch. The quarterfinals of the Division 1 Cup will also see Penarth travel to face Aberavon Green Stars, and that follows their 52-33 victory over Lampeter last weekend. So that is what's going on in the rugby from around the Vale here at Pro Radio.
Eating when I'm full of
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, we've come almost to the end of another show, but next week is going to be a bumper show because we're not only going to have all the results in the sports that have taken place, but we're also going to be looking forward to all the Boxing Day fixtures. So it's going to be a sort of fantastic sort of festive period, but particularly if you like sport as well, there's going to be something on for everyone. And if there is a sport around the Vale that you think I should be talking about, is there a club doing a fantastic thing in the community, or is it a volunteer that you think needs a little mention, then what you can do is get in touch with me here at Bro Radio. You can find us on the social medias, or you can email sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. And I could be asking you all about the sport or sports team that you think everyone around the Vale should know about. Or I could be speaking about a fantastic volunteer or something that your sports team or club have been doing in the community. Better still, I could even invite you along to Bro Radio headquarters and you could tell me all about the sport or volunteer or the or what your club has been doing in the community. So remember, we are the Vale's local radio station, so we do like to bring you all the local sports news, and you can be a part of that here at Bro Radio. But up next at Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
Just got the sunshine.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
Throughout December, we're giving you the chance to win with Bro Radio's Countdown to Christmas. Each day, we'll be opening the door on our advent calendar to unveil prizes from local businesses, including
Arcova, The Greek Station, Health Hub, and United World Logistics.
Find out more at broradio.fm/countdown. On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker.